Outlook. The Town Council of Outlook met for a regularly scheduled meeting on Wednesday night, July 17. Present were councillors Bob Stevenson, Kyle McLeod, Sharon Bruce, Justin Turton, and Ryan Husband, as well as Mayor Maureen Weiderman, SAU Kevin True, and Assistant SAU Rachel Sillars. Appearing electronically was Councillor Kevin Grotheim. A number of topics and items were discussed, including the following highlights. Councillor Bruce started the meeting by sharing comments she had heard from a number of Outlook residents who praised the recent Canada Day celebrations on July 1, which were all held at the Jim Cook Rec Plex. Councillor Grotheim echoed those remarks, sharing that people told him that it was the best thing to see everything taking place in one location, which made it easier for families looking to take in the day's festivities. Mayor Weiderman nodded in agreement, pointing out how enjoyable the day was for everyone, and those who worked behind the scenes in making the day happen were given kudos by council. Presentations and recognitions. Mayor Weiderman shared that a town staff barbecue was held on Monday of that week, and pointed out the efforts of both councillors McLeod and Grotheim, who were unable to attend. As well, a number of those with Outlook Rudy Fire and Rescue were recognized for their dedication and efforts. Bylaws Council next talked about Bylaw No. 4 election, which was set for both its second and third reading. Part of the reason why both readings were being sought was because of the council meeting schedule in the summer, which sees only one held in July and one in August. Council passed both readings of the bylaw. Communications requiring action and/or decision. SAU True gave an update on the status of the troublesome entrance to the Outlook Community Library, which is not up to code and has caused a number of problems for both staff and the public. The entrance was only supposed to be temporary, stemming from the COVID-19 outbreak in 2020. Town staff put together quotes for replacement of the entrance, including sidewalk replacement, with a focus on barrier-free access because this area is where the entrance doesn't come up to code. This puts the project at a cost to the town of approximately $15,000, including electrical work and labor. Sun West School Division has indicated a probable cost of replacement of the entrance to be anywhere from $59,000 to $79,000, as they would like to replace the entrance and place it in a different area while leaving the current one as strictly an emergency one. The school division is also asking the town to be involved for 50% of the capital cost. After some discussion, True shared his recommendation that the town cost share but not exceed $20,000. Further discussion included a wish by several on council to see some hard numbers as far as what will be done at what costs, as well as a desire to hopefully see local contractors carry out the work. Mayor Weiderman asked for a motion on the matter, which would see the town partner with SunWest to replace the entrance, with the town's shared cost being 50% of the project costs, not exceeding $20,000. Councillor Stevenson made that motion, and it was carried by council. Moving along, SAU True then read a letter to council that he wrote as it relates to the Sky Trail Walking Bridge, and a possible development with the Outlook and District Heritage Museum. True, reading not as the town SAU but as a member of the museum board, explained that the museum is interested in becoming a partner with the town in investigating the reopening of the Sky Trail. Such an idea has been brought up with those associated with the museum as well as the Bounty Theater. The museum board, it was explained, is willing to investigate the costs related to a pay-to-enter system and waiver, as well as hold a public meeting with stakeholders seeking support for reopening the bridge, as well as volunteers in various roles, and such a meeting would be targeting a date in the fall. Finally, the museum group would present their findings with council in January 2025, and if it's deemed a reasonable risk and deemed feasible to do so financially, and within the group's volunteer base, they would look at the possibility of administering and managing the tourism infrastructure, pending town council approval. Mayor Weiderman saw no risk in allowing the museum board to proceed with coming up with a plan and investigating what the future may look like before any official decisions are made. I think I could get on board with this quite nicely, and that would make some of our community members quite happy that we're making some forward steps, she said. After some follow-up discussion, council officially acknowledged the letter from the museum regarding their ideas for the Sky Trail Walking Bridge. Concluding the meeting, council declared the week of August 5 to 11 to be Rodeo Week in Outlook, as the Riverbank Rodeo takes place in town on August 9 and 10.